Shalom aleichem, mo'adim le'simcha. Although we didn't have a lumdislike shir in person because there is no cocoa club, because there is no school, nevertheless I wanted to send out a short lumdislike piece for Chag HaSukkot and discuss something that has to do with Chag HaSukkot. So, as usual, we're going to use the terrific book of Mishmeret Chaim, terrific Sefer of Mishmeret Chaim, written by Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, and he brings the following question in his first volume, in Tzitzis Ot Tet. He brings there the words of the Magen Avraham, who asks the following kasha. The kasha is that the Beis Yosef says in Hilchos Tzitzis, if a person takes off his talis, after, of course, he made a bracha, and then he takes off his talis with the intention to put the talis back on. For instance, he's going to the bathroom, so he's taking off the talis, and now he has in mind to put the talis back on. Says the Beis Yosef, that person, although he had in mind to put back the talis on, he has to put it, when he puts back the talis on, he has to make a bracha. However, asks Magen Avraham, that in Hilchos Sukkah, the Beis Yosef says differently. The Beis Yosef says that a person that was sitting in the Sukkah, and then he's leaving the Sukkah with intention to go back to the Sukkah, for instance, he's going to Shul, or he was sitting in the Sukkah learning, and now he's going out to play with his kids in the backyard, and then he's going back inside. He has intention to go back to the Sukkah. Because of that, says the Beis Yosef, he does not have to say a bracha. So asks Magen Avraham, what is the difference? Why is it that in the case of tzitzis, if a person takes off his tzitzis with the intention to put it back on, he, according to Beis Yosef, has to make a bracha again, whereas in the case of sukkah, when he goes out of the sukkah with intention to go back inside, because he had this intention, he doesn't have to make a bracha. By the way, Ashkenazim don't paskin like the Beis Yosef regarding tzitzis, and if they have in mind to put the tzitzis back on, so in that case, they don't have to say a bracha. Because of that, if a person, let's say, is davening, and now he wants to go to the bathroom, so he takes off the tzitzis, halacha is for Ashkenazim, that if they take off the tzitzis with intention to put it back on after being in the bathroom, so in that case they don't have to make a bracha. Regarding Yom Kippur, there is a famous question that since we're davening all day, so we always have the intention to put the tzitzis back on. But what happens when you go home for a break after Musaf, before Mincha, and the break is kind of long? It's like an hour, 2 hours, depends how long the davening was in your shul. So the question is, does the Rama think also in this case that you had intention to put it back on, but there is such a long break of an hour, 2 hours, so in that case, should make a bracha again? So what I personally did this past year, I saw this Eitzah in one of the Luchos, that since there's a Suffolk, whether you should make a bracha or not, so put on a different talis. So for Mincha of Yom Kippur, I put on my weekday talis in order to make a new bracha. But again, back to the Kashya of the Mishmeres Chaim, according to the Beis Yosef, you take off the tzitzis with intention to put it back on, you make a bracha. But if you go out of the sukkah with intention to go back in, you do not make a bracha. What is the difference? So the answer that Mishmeres Chaim wants to give, and I think this is a simple answer, this is in fact a very beautiful answer that also shows us the idea of mitzvah sukkah. He says, the question is, when do you have a new maase mitzvah? The maase mitzvah, the action of the mitzvah of wearing a talis, is wearing a talis. When you have the talis on you, when you're putting on the talis, then you have the ma'isa mitzvah. When you took off the talis, the ma'isa mitzvah is gone. You're putting back on the talis, there is once again the ma'isa mitzvah. You have to make a bracha for every single ma'isa mitzvah. So since you took off the talis, and now you're putting it back on, you have a new ma'isa mitzvah, you should make a new bracha. However, this is not true regarding mitzvah sukkah. Because the mitzvah of sukkah is not sitting inside the sukkah, but rather the mitzvah of sukkah is teshuvu ke'en tadur. It is to live in the sukkah like you live in your own house. And since a person in his own house, he lives in his house, but he goes to shul, but he goes to school, he goes to kollel, he goes to work, and he comes back, going outside of the house doesn't disconnect you from the ma'isa mitzvah of living in a sukkah, of being mekayim teshuvu ke'en tadur. because of that, says the Mishmeret Chaim, that person should not make a bracha when he goes back into the sukkah. Because there is no new Maise Mitzvah. He was always in one Maise Mitzvah of Teshuvah Kentaduru. He was living inside of the sukkah. And because of that, there is no a new Maise Mitzvah. As opposed to tzitzis, every single time that he's put the tzitzis again and again and again, so he's putting on the tzitzis, he's doing a new Maise Mitzvah, it requires a new bracha. But in Mitzvah Sukkah, since you're living in the sukkah, going out and going inside once again, that's not considered to be a new Maise Mitzvah that will require a new bracha. This is the nice chiluk of the Mishmeres Chaim. Since we are in the days of Sukkos, so I'll also mention a short idea regarding this idea of Tishvu Kentaduru. The Chofetz Chaim writes in numerous places in Mishnah Berurah that a person should be extra careful in the days of Sukkot, not to speak Lashon Hara inside the Sukkah. And the question is, why? Why should you be extra careful? Tishvu Kentaduru. If sometimes you happen to say Lashon Hara in the house, it's wrong, but also don't do that in the Sukkah. I mean, there's no special thing in the Sukkah. Tishvu Kentaduru means live in the Sukkah like you live in your house. So why should you be extra careful? The answer that is brought by Rav Yashiv, if I'm mistaken, is that Tishvu Kentaduru works both ways around. It means also live in the Sukkah the same way that you live in your house, but it also means live in your house the way that you lived in the sukkah. In the time of Sukkot, you're coming after Yom Kippur, the time that you're clean from all of your averos, and now you want to reach new spiritual heights. And now try to bring Kedusha into your home by starting to bring Kedusha in your sukkah. Speak the Divrei Torah, don't speak Lashon Hara, act in a higher spiritual way inside your sukkah, and then Tishvu Kentaduru means live in your house like you live in the sukkah. So start becoming a better yid, a better person inside the sukkah, and then Tishvu Kentaduru, bring this new spiritual level also to your house. Live in your house like you lived in the sukkah. Wishing you all a Chag Sameach Kol Tuv.